As Trump declares coronavirus emergency, Schumer attacks president's autocratic tendencies. By Kyle Morris on March 13, 2020. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, attacked President Donald Trump on Friday after the president declared a national state of emergency to fight the spread of the deadly COVID-19 coronavirus. Schumer said, "I'm pleased the president heeded our calls to invoke the Stafford Act to extend vital financial assistance to help keep communities safe from the coronavirus outbreak. I urge New York and other states to immediately request these newly available funds and for the Trump administration to approve these requests without delay." Schumer also warned the president not to overstep his authority in dealing with the spread of the coronavirus. As other steps are considered, the president must not overstep his authority or indulge his autocratic tendencies for purposes not truly related to this public health crisis, Schumer added. With the declaration, President Trump now has access to tens of billions of dollars to handle the crisis. Trump also promised to provide Americans with the resources needed to fight the virus and survive its harsh economic impact. "To unleash the full power of the federal government for this effort, today I'm officially declaring a national emergency," Trump said Friday. Two very big words. "No resources will be spared," he added. "Nothing whatsoever." Follow Kyle on Twitter at RealKyleMorris and Facebook.